Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bombshell. Folks, never forget how they lie to us, how they lied to us. This comes from the office of Senator Rand Paul, but it's no less powerful. You know how, I know how, they censor you if you say things like, "Sure looks like the COVID virus came from the Wuhan lab." Yeah, I got one of my three strikes on my first lost YouTube channel because of that. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was in 2020, one of my first strikes. I eventually lost that channel for, it turns out, saying true things.
Yeah, well, we can't have that, Tara.
Yeah, and then I put another post up on Facebook. They shut me down there for a while. I went to Facebook jail for a while for seeing... you know, it sure looks like it came from the Wuhan lab and spread faster than we thought. Yeah. Facebook took it down. We now know Mark Zuckerberg said the Biden administration would call and scream at them and make them take down true things. And when they refused, launch criminal investigations against them. So we now know why that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the shocking part. The deep state, we now know, absolute fact, knew from the beginning, no doubts, that COVID came out of the Wuhan lab. Like, what kind of beginning are we talking about? Oh, January of 2020 when it began to spread.
Yeah.
Wow, so they were never, like, confused. Mm-mm. No, no. Well, what about the CIA, the FBI, the reports that they put out saying things like you could not know where it came from? Fake. Didn't they put those reports out for years? Yes. Didn't they use them to justify censorship? Why, yes, they did. Were they all lying? Yes, they did. Now, here's the question. Here's the question. Why? Why lie? Here's what we just discovered. UNC professor Ralph Barrick, who was very familiar with the Wuhan lab on account of he was doing research in partnership with the Wuhan lab, both in Wuhan and at UNC Chapel Hill. He was working with the famous bat lady. Was called to testify in a classified setting before members of the CIA, FBI, sort of members of our intelligence community back in 2020. Seeing as he'd know if it came out of the Wuhan lab. Heck, he helped them create it. Should I mention, I'm sorry, millions of people are dead?
Mm, yeah.
Why is he not in prison? Don't know. Anyway, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill virologist Dr. Ralph Barrick warned the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so that's that fusion center, FBI, CIA, NSA, all of them, during a closed-door presentation around January 29th, 2020, that the Wuhan lab, which was conducting risky gain-of-function experiments with his help on bat viruses, including on COVID-19, had accidentally released the virus into the human population. Oops! Oops. Well, what happened after that? Well, we know because we FOIA'd Fauci's calendar. He met with Anthony Fauci and like that, he started saying, well, there's no evidence. It did probably came from the wet market. But he told the deep state the exact opposite thing. This is the office of the director of national intelligence. That's Tulsi Gabbard's office. It's basically a fusion center where all of the intel comes together, classified information. Barrick's presentation, which the Washington Free Beacon in a major coup just obtained from a whistleblower, went beyond mere speculation. Considered one of the world's foremost experts on coronaviruses, Barrick experimented with coronaviruses in 2015 with the Wuhan Institute of Virology's top researcher, Shi Zheng Li. Okay, let me fix that sentence because we've really got to stop doing this. Wuhan Institute of Virology, no, that's what we call it in the West. It is the chief bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army of China. It is a military facility. Stop calling it that. What were we doing in a military facility?
Yes, thank you. That's the question I will never get an answer to, direct answer or an honest answer. Why were Americans at a Chinese military bioweapons center?
And if we were, by the way, with funding of $52 million from the Pentagon, no one has ever been debriefed on that in public to Congress. No one has ever been called to Congress. We call Fauci all the time, right? We trot him around like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction, one of my favorite movies. And 6 million from Fauci, no big deal. I want to know about who sent the 52 million to the Wuhan lab from the Pentagon. Cause see, like, their only job is to defeat our biggest enemy on earth, the Chinese, not fund bioweapons that kill millions of Americans. By the way, remember a similar donation, 52 million. There we go again. By USAID was spent to pay those scientists to go deep into those bat caves and extract COVID. And then in the notes from USAID, they say, wow, you know, we really didn't fund a secondary plan to make sure that it was safely contained. Sorry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's ask ourselves this question, because things are getting very homicidal here by our government. Let's ask ourselves this question. Okay, Barrick goes before the intelligence community, basically ODNI office. That's, again, CIA, FBI, it's all them, NSA. And confesses, essentially, yeah, it came out of the Wuhan lab. I was developing viruses there. That's where it came from. We know this from day one. An honest set of actors would have acted on the American people's behalf, right? Would have investigated it. I think charge is absolutely necessary, but they wouldn't have lied to the American people. Why would you lie to the American people about it? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you send the FBI in? Because remember, the top three things they censored for on social media, origins of COVID. Why? Why would you censor that? Why don't you just tell us the truth? Why would you lie? Why would you put out multiple reports, FBI, CIA, State Department lying about this? Claiming we can't know or it didn't come from there. Why? Because they're all covering up something, Lee.
Yeah, it's a cover up.
Now, why are they covering it up? What stake do they have that they would lie to you and censor me? Me personally, little old me, I don't even get the worst of it, across multiple platforms. Censor RFK for saying these things.
Yeah.
Censor the world's foremost virologists, including from Stanford University and Johns Hopkins, who said these things. Why would you do that? You get the answer to that question, and we're really going to understand what our government is.
Well, I'm not sure that answer is ever going to be revealed, Taron, because I think it would reveal something that I think that too many people either don't want to admit or don't want to even think about when it comes to governance on this planet.
I just personally would like to know whose side the Pentagon was on here, ours or Chinese. I mean, remember, millions of people are dead, including over a million Americans, and that's by the actual estimates, not the fake ones, where they faked half the deaths on their death certificates. In other words, died with COVID instead of. Now, listen to this part. Barrick, during his private briefing for the intelligence community, again, in January of 2020, even downplayed the theory that a Wuhan wet market was responsible for the outbreak, noting that Most of the first known cases of COVID had no exposure to the market. He insisted it came out of the lab where he had been himself doing COVID experiments since 2015. So, but when he went and gave testimony to Congress, he removed those slides, flipped his story, and said, nah, it came from the wet market.
I wonder if the New York Times or Washington Post were doing an investigation about this, they might win a Pulitzer.
I'll tell you who won't. Washington Free Beacon, who just broke this. This is a bombshell. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff you should win a Pulitzer for.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want. We don't have it, and I can't believe it. If I could ask Rand Paul one question, he keeps hauling Fauci in front of committees, which is fine. Why have you never sent a subpoena to the Pentagon? Why? Mm-hmm. What about the people at USAID who were pumping money into the People's Liberation Army bioweapons lab?
That's what...
Who are they? What are they... Where's the subpoena for them?
That is the one thing that just sticks in my craw about the whole thing. Why was U.S. Defense Department money going to a Chinese bioweapons lab? Because that's what happened. I mean, am I missing something here, Tara?
No, you're not.
That's exactly what was happening. Department of Defense funds were being funneled to a Chinese Communist Party bioweapons lab.
Yeah, but why? I don't know. And are those people still inside the Pentagon? Are they on America's side or China's?
My question now is, are elements of the U.S. defense industry or Defense Department, Department of War, whatever you want to call it, or are other federal agencies still working behind the scenes covertly with the Communist Chinese in other
areas? I don't
see
why not. That China's at a minimum got compromise on them just because they did this. Now, remember John Ratcliffe, who's now the head of the CIA, when he was the head of the he had Tulsi Gabbard's old position. So he saw all of that classified data, and he wrote an opinion piece in The Wall Street Journal and testified before Congress behind closed doors that a shocking amount of people were on the Chinese payroll. And that was in Congress, in our defense agencies, on Wall Street, and these biotech companies, that a shocking number were either on the Chinese payroll or Chinese had compromise on them. We have the intel to prove this. Unfortunately, those hearings where he testified are classified, so we can't see them. But he did write the Wall Street Journal piece on it. So what do we got? Compromised generals? They answer to China? I don't know, folks. But if I get the sense all of this is still in place, and you got to wonder what these people are capable of. That's what scares me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.